Welcome to Career Cross. I'm your host, Chris Wells. And today we're speaking with Corinne Metcalf, who is a student support coordinator at an international school here in Japan. Welcome to the show, Corinne.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I think that a lot of people would like to know, what exactly does a student support coordinator do?
Well, my job as a coordinator is to coordinate support for students who are not able to meet the requirements of the curriculum or those who are overachieving the requirements of the curriculum.
So, what might you do for someone who is failing to meet the requirements of the curriculum?
Well, the first thing we would do is we would assess. I would probably go in and observe the student. Then we would determine as a committee if that child needs to be assessed formally, or if I can informally assess the child to determine where we would go next.
What sort of things might you do after you have your session, analyzing kids that are excelling beyond the program itself?
Well, it depends on the resources. It depends on the staff that are available, the experience of the teachers. What we would hope to do is to provide ongoing projects that are inquiry-based, that would go beyond what the other students are expected to achieve. It could involve individual tutoring. We wouldn't want to run a completely separate program, but we would just extend the learning so that higher-level thinking skills would be involved.
How would you say that your students view you in your role as a student support coordinator?
In the past, students have viewed my role as a coordinator as the special education teacher. There's always been a stigma attached to the view of my role. I'm the person who comes in and works with the children who are having problems, the children who don't quite get it, the low-functioning kids. So what I try to do is be present as much as possible and try to make myself a part of the classroom rather than just working with certain identified children. I also try to teach a few regular classes so that they get to know me in that role.
And how do the parents feel about your role?
Most parents are very appreciative. They're very involved. They're very cooperative. It's quite difficult at the beginning when a child is assessed with a learning difference. And then I work very closely with parents to educate them, to work together to develop programs, and to try and make them see the reality of the situation. Denial is very, very common, especially when learning differences are fairly significant. It's as if parents, their hopes and dreams have been shattered, you know, and what they would expect for the child may not happen the way that they think. So it does involve quite a bit of counseling with parents and working together.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here on Career Cross. And it was a pleasure speaking to you, Corinne.
Thank you very much.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that Corinne has realized in her role as a coordinator? Number 27. What problem does Corinne say she faces with parents of children with learning differences? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。